Our last report this morning comes from the students at Two Harbors, the North Shore Community School. Robbie Teege is the instructor.
Hello from the North Shore Community School of the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is your phenology report for the week of February 2nd. My name is Lizzie and I'm your phenologist for this week. After experiencing the polar vortex cold, the temperatures continue to be below freezing. Midweek, our area experienced 8 to 12 inches of fluffy snow. The snow is perfect for playing, skiing, and snowboarding and snowmobiling. After the snow tapered off, the temperatures began to plummet. A wind chill advisory was issued Thursday through Friday at noon. On Friday the 8th, the sun was shining and the sky is bright blue. It looks beautiful out, but the temps still tell a frigid story. The wildlife gets tired of the deep snow and takes advantage of plowed and shoveled paths. On Friday morning, the 8th, a fox walked up the shoveled path right to Miss Teege's front porch. Miss Jackson has been noticing rabbit tracks all around her house. She thinks that they might be trying to find a warm place to hole up. Students are noticing funny snow formations in our school forest. Cone-shaped snow pyramids can be found on tree stumps and other flat surfaces. Tom saw a barred owl on Saturday morning at 7. A flock of about 4 snow bunting were seen flying about a mile from North Shore School on Monday, February 4th. Be listening at night for the hooting owls, call of the owls as they begin their nesting season. The maple tree branches we cut for Mrs. Teege's class still have no breaking buds and no leaves, but there are 12 millimeters long, flowers popping up. The tamarack branch has breaking buds. The new leaves measure from 5 to 11 millimeters, but there are no blossoms. The apple tree branch is leafing rapidly with one leaf about 20 millimeters long. We are seeing a change on the birch twig from January 22nd. It is breaking buds. A bud on the birch twig is 9 millimeters long. The other birch twig from February 1st is 1 millimeter long. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you very much. Great job. They're also a wonderful teacher in Robbie Teege over there. She has those kids out every week outside and checking out nature and keeping really wonderful records. So we thank them all. We thank all the students who are part of our phenology reports, and we encourage all of you to join them in getting out and observing the world around you.